The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you so much for spending some time with me here today. And so, again, it's Monday. It's last Monday to you here on this Sunday morning. And Saturday, I went over to a restaurant, a sports bar kind of place, and watched the Hawkeyes and Iowa State at the same time, which was pretty cool, I have to say. It was pretty cool. There was one point where Iowa scored a touchdown, and darn near Iowa State scored a touchdown 5 seconds later. That would have been super duper cool. Unfortunately, Iowa didn't pull it off, but played a good game against a great team. But at Oregon, top up there. But yeah, so we were ordering, and you know, if you've listened long enough, I haven't talked about it much, but I'm still about 90% carnivore, meaning I eat about 90% of what I eat is meat and or cheese. But it's so hard with my daughters around, and my youngest loves to bake. So I want to eat like a whole cookie, but I have a nibble of a cookie here and there. And then this last weekend was particularly bad. I bought a dark chocolate bar and ended up eating the whole thing. So yeah, and also I had two pieces, pretty small pieces of a baguette, but that was sort of my splurges on the weekend, except for, so typically when we go watch football, I'll get chicken wings because that's pretty well carnivore. I might throw a little blue cheese on it, which is pretty close. So I don't get fried wings. I just get the traditional wings without the bread. And I'm looking on the menu and it says green pepper rings. And I was like, wow. So instead of onions, they have green peppers fried in batter. And I absolutely had to try it. And let me tell you, they were delicious. I don't know why I haven't seen those before. Where has everybody been snoozing on these green pepper rings? Because they were really, really good. If you like green peppers at all and you like onion rings, you should try some green pepper rings. You probably have to make them. I don't know how many places have them on their menu, but I sure was happy to see it and try it. And so I had two of them. So kind of a bad, overall, not terrible, but kind of a bad eating weekend. And but I worked it all off because my mom's house, I had to put pickets on the opposite side of her fence. I had a guy build a picket fence for her to enclose her dogs. And I told the guy, I said, you know, those pickets are a little wide. Oh, that dog can't fit through there. I'm like, yeah, why don't you just squeeze them in a little bit? Well, sure enough, after the job was done, we let the dogs out and the dog walked through it like it was hardly even there. And so I had to go to Menards and buy a bunch of pickets and put them on the back side of the fence. But it was a gorgeous fall day last Friday, and I had a buddy come over, and we put pickets on the back of her fence and put some wire fencing on her deck so the dog can't. She's got this little chihuahua that just will go anywhere. And so, yeah, I had a nice outdoor day. And whenever I do that, I am reminded of how I get this little taste. And it was fun, but it was tough. And I work out a lot. I work out at least 3, usually 4 days a week, sometimes 5. I do hill sprints. I ride my bike sometimes if I have the time and the weather's good. And then I just hit the gym the other times. And it was hard on the body, not just the day. And all we were doing, so the fence was already there, right? So there was an old picket fence behind her deck. And then we had him build two new areas. So of fencing to sort of square that in and keep the dogs in. Well, you know, so all we were doing was cutting the pickets and hanging them. And I would just say it was a lot harder than it looked. And then just the bending and the squatting and the kneeling. And yes, I did not have a knee pad. And I wish I had, and I'm going to buy some knee pads. And of course, you know, this was a 4-hour project. This was not day in and day out. And then I painted a little nook. I put a coat of primer in this little nook, and it's only probably about 8 feet by, let's say, 2.5 feet. It's kind of a weird nook around a window. It's kind of an older house. But painting as well can be very, very physically taxing. It's really good. I haven't needed to do, like, I do my own yard work, and, you know, I blow my own leaves, and I blow them out of the gutters, and I plant flowers and things like that. And I've worked out in the yard. I've always done sort of a lot of out in the yard work. I mean, even this last spring, I have a bunch of rocks in my yard that have kind of sunk down. They're just rocks that were lined up as a border of a garden area. And I got, well, my oldest daughter's boyfriend and a couple other boys to come over, and we mulched all the beds, and then we pulled the rocks up and put dirt under them so they would stick up and look a little bit nicer. And so that kind of stuff, I've always done that, but I haven't really done sort of like the building and painting kind of stuff. But it is, you would not look at it and think that, especially the painting overhead, man, that can, with your arm extended. So I have this new appreciation for what my patients are going through, because I have so many patients, as you can only imagine. I wonder what the percentage of laborers that visit an orthopedic surgeon at some point in their career. I'm going to say it's got to be pretty high. But it gives me a lot of insight into when someone comes to me and it's, oh, you know, I've been doing overhead work. Well, I don't do a lot of overhead work. So having even just painted overhead, let alone if you're kind of doing overhead work for a whole day, like holding a screw gun, those kind of things, man, it really can be taxing. So the other thing that it really made me think about is, listen, you've got to work out. I understand if you come home, and you don't have to, okay, I shouldn't say you have to work out, but if I wasn't regularly in the gym, so I do push-ups, I do pull-ups, I do biceps curls, shoulder shrugs, all those kind of things. If I wasn't regularly doing that, I can tell you, it would have been a much worse day. Well, it would be much worse today, because yesterday I was painting, but the recovery from it is dramatically improved if your muscles, for instance, in your shoulder. So the rotator cuff muscles, and I talked about this before, they rotate the shoulder, and that's why they're called the rotator cuff. There's four muscles, and they rotate the shoulder. And if you are going to be doing overhead activities on a longer-term time frame, if you could do a little bit of what we call internal and external rotation exercises, you can look that up online. And this is good for anybody who's doing a lot of work that is affecting your shoulder in whatever capacity. Whether you're running a big floor polishing machine, if you're a custodian, or, you know, if you're a construction person and you're using jackhammers and hammer drills and things of that nature. If you're a farmer or a rancher, I mean, there's 10,000 different things you're doing. Carpenters. So in all of these vocations, it's tough on the shoulder. So the number one thing that you can do to keep your shoulder strong and keep it healthy is do a little bit of internal and external rotation exercises. And the reason for that, so when I say internal and external rotation, so what you would do, we'll practice right here. Put your arm straight at your side, both your arms straight at your side, and then bring your arms up without rotating. Just bring your arm up like you're doing a biceps curl. So both of your arms would be in front of you, and you're looking down, and you just see your hands. And then if you move towards the center, move your hands towards your belly button, that is internal rotation. Move your hands away from your belly button, that's external rotation. That is the motion that if you strengthen those muscles, those particular rotator cuff muscles, some joints have a dynamic stability and static stability. All joints have dynamic and static stability. So static stability is the stability that is provided by the bony architecture of the joint, okay, and the ligaments. So if you look at the hip is a socket, and it points towards the floor. It doesn't point directly down, but in essence, if you make a cup with your left hand and a fist with your right hand, and you put the fist into the cup, that's pretty much what you have with the hip. Well, there's some inherent bony stability there, right? Your hip's just not going to pop out. So there's a lot of what we call static stability. The knee, well, you got one bone, the end of your femur, resting on the tibia, and there's some stability. I mean, if you, with very little muscular effort, you can balance where your tibia is just holding your femur up and you're not using much muscle effort at all. The shoulder, if you put your left hand up straight out in front of you, cup it just a tiny little bit, and put the right hand as a fist, you'll see that it would just fall down if you left it there. There's no bony stability, if that makes sense. So there's nothing, there's no bony support. There's ligaments, but they're not huge and they're not super strong. So you have ligaments and tendons. Ligaments attach bone to bone, and tendons attach muscle to bone. So in the shoulder, there's a lot more dynamic stability that's necessary, okay? Meaning that your muscles holding the shoulder where it's supposed to be is a much more important part of things than certainly than the hip, and much more than the knee, but it sort of goes hip, knee, shoulder in that order. The hip is the most stable from a bony perspective. From if you took all your muscles away, all your muscle forces away, the hip had some chance of staying in joint. The knee, the same way. I mean, you're resting one bone on top of each other, on top of another, so you have that force of gravity holding it. The force of gravity acts to take your shoulder out of socket. And there's nothing about the shoulder architecture that would allow it, if you just put the bones next to each other, they would just fall to the floor. So what that means is the shoulder is dramatically more dependent on dynamic stability. Dynamic stability being the muscles and tendons, and to a lesser extent, the ligaments. You can argue whether those are dynamic or static because they do move a bit. So internal and external rotation exercises are the best way to keep the shoulder tight into the socket. So if your rotator cuff muscles are strong, especially your internal and external rotator cuff muscles, that's the infraspinatus and the teres minor and the subscapularis, whereas the supraspinatus is on top. And that kind of takes your arm, if you were to put your arms both at your side and you put them out to make your body look like it's a T, that's what we call abduction. And so that's your supraspinatus and your deltoid. So in order to keep the shoulder the most stable and put the least amount of stress on it when you're working, if you were to do a little bit of internal and external rotation exercises, and everybody can do this because, I mean, if you're super sedentary, I would say the first thing is just start walking. But if you're athletic at all, and I mean, even, you know, I get it when I'm riding my bike, my shoulders, if I haven't been working out, my shoulders are hurt a little bit. But when I have been working out, my shoulders feel fine. I can ride my bike for hours. So just get a band, you know, one of those big, it looks like a large rubber band. You can get them at Walmart or Costco or Amazon. They're not that expensive. It doesn't have to be a lot of resistance. You can tie that to a doorknob and stand parallel to the plane of the doorknob so that your arm is perpendicular to the doorknob. And like I said before, you bend your elbow up and you move your hand away from the doorknob. So you're stretching out the band and creating tension. And then you can use your other arm and go internal, and then you can turn around and do the opposite. It's a very long story about how important it is to keep your shoulder muscles strong in order to keep the shoulder itself more stable and to reduce the amount of stress that goes across your shoulder when you're doing things like working or doing things like activities of recreation, specifically if you're doing tennis or pickleball, more things like that, the better shape your internal and external rotation muscles are, the better and more stable your shoulder will be and the fewer shoulder problems you will have. And, you know, the shoulder is a very, very complex joint. I did an entire fellowship in shoulder surgery where I did an extra 6 months of only shoulder surgery after I finished my orthopedic surgery residency, which took 5 years. So I've always been very interested in shoulders. I've done more knees because there's just more knees to do. In other words, more people need knee surgery than they need shoulder surgery, but it's not a wide margin. And I've done thousands of shoulder surgeries and I love shoulder surgeries. And I think I haven't probably talked enough on this show about, I mean, I talk about how you can avoid injuries, but specifically, you know, it really brought it to mind when I was out there doing all this work. And I was thinking to myself, man, if my shoulders weren't in good shape, I would be hurting tomorrow. And so you do that over and over and over and years and years and years, and then you tear your rotator cuff. Now, I'm not telling you that you won't tear your rotator cuff if you do internal and external rotation exercises. It's impossible to say that. But we do know that biomechanically, when I say biomechanically, it's the application of engineering principles to your body, and that's a lot of thinking process goes into orthopedics. We know the body's a machine, but the body's specifically the musculoskeletal system, the bones and joints and ligaments and tendons and muscles are explicitly a machine. So we think about that a lot as orthopedic surgeons. And in order to get you healthy, what we want to do is we want you to avoid injury. And like I said, just go get a, doesn't have to be super expensive. Just get a couple of bands, tie it to the doorknob in and out. There's the bands that have handles, bands that don't have handles. You can just get a 1 or 2 pound weight and lay on your side and do it that way. But if you look online and you look at internal and external rotation exercises for shoulder stability, you'll see it. It's a good idea. I want everybody to be active and healthy and remember that it's never too late to get active. My mom, now that she's moved close to us, she lives in a house that has a staircase, and she did not have a staircase in her old house, and she's 81. And I can tell you that I've been watching her walk and watching her move, and she is moving way better. She's been in the house for about 2 months now, and she probably goes up and down the stairs 10 times a day sometimes, and I can just see the difference it's making in her. And I think that staircase, I tell her that is the best exercise equipment because her sewing room is downstairs and her kitchen and bedroom are upstairs. And so she's up and down a bunch, and it's going to make her healthy and keep her with us for a very long time, we hope. Obviously, you need to be careful on the stairs because if you fall, that's a whole different story. But if you haven't started walking for exercise, find a place to walk. Walk in your house if you need to. And keep yourself healthy, because it's been my observation over 20 years of doing this that there's not a lot of healthy people in their 80s that aren't getting exercise. And most of the time it's walking, because that's about the safest thing once you're 80. Probably not a lot of mountain biking, things like that going on. But anyway, looking forward to Thanksgiving. Just ordered my turkey from a local grocer. And we're excited about that. Have some friends coming into town. I hope everybody else is getting excited about that. And with that, I'll see you next week. And you have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.